Why this works. Onigiri is a precision exercise in starch management. Short-grain Japanese rice contains more amylopectin, a highly branched starch, than long-grain varieties. When cooked, amylopectin-rich starch gelatinizes into a sticky, cohesive mass, which is exactly what makes onigiri possible. The shaped ball holds because the gelatinized starch on the surface of adjacent grains bonds lightly on contact under pressure. The salt on the hand serves a purpose beyond seasoning. Fine salt draws a small amount of surface moisture from the outer rice grains, creating a microscopically rougher surface layer that grips the next grain rather than sliding over it. The wet hands prevent the cooked rice from adhering to the skin. Together, salted wet hands are what allow the shaping pressure to be applied evenly without the rice mass sticking to the cook. Temperature is the hidden variable. At 50 to 55 degrees Celsius, cooked rice is at its most plastic. The amylopectin chains are still gelatinized, the grains are slightly swollen with absorbed water, and the starch matrix accepts compression without fracturing. As the rice cools below 35 degrees Celsius, a process called retrogradation begins. The amylopectin chains lose water and recrystallize into a firmer, less cohesive network. Retrograded rice crumbles under pressure, rather than cohering. This is why onigiri is always shaped while hot, and why reheated convenience store onigiri tastes and handles differently from freshly made. The shaping pressure is also a calibrated decision. Too little and the onigiri falls apart when lifted. Too much and the grains are crushed into a dense, gluey mass, with no air between them. The right pressure, firm and sustained for several rotations, produces an onigiri that holds as a unit, but has just enough grain-to-grain space to feel light in the mouth. Common mistakes: using long grain or jasmine rice. Target: short grain japonica rice, koshihikari, akitakamachi, sasanishiki. High amylopectin content for stickiness. Why it matters: long grain rice, basmati jasmine, is high in amylose. The linear starch chains don't gelatinize into the sticky matrix that holds onigiri together. The rice falls apart at the first squeeze. What to do? Source from a Japanese or Asian market. Koshihikari is the gold standard. Workarounds? No Japanese rice? Calrose, medium grain Californian rice, is the next best, still sticky enough. Sushi rice with vinegar is wrong for onigiri, too sweet sour for the savory profile. Shaping cold rice. Target shape while rice is still hot, at least 50 degrees Celsius. Why it matters? Below 40 degrees Celsius, the starch partially retrogrades, recrystallizes, and the grains no longer bond under pressure. Cold rice onigiri crumble. No amount of squeezing brings them back. What to do? Cook rice, rest 10 minutes, shape immediately. Heat-proof your hands with a bowl of cold water nearby for dipping. Workarounds: leftover cold rice, microwave for 60 seconds, covered with a damp paper towel to soften before shaping. For batch making, keep cooked rice in a rice cooker on warm while shaping. Stays at the right temperature for hours. Not salting your hands. Target: wet hands first, cold water bowl, then dip fingertips in salt before shaping. Why it matters? Salted hands season the surface of the onigiri and change the rice's protein structure slightly, helping the surface bond into the characteristic glossy skin. Unsalted onigiri tastes flat because there's no salinity contrast with the filling. What to do? A small dish of salt, Malden or sea salt, next to your shaping station. Wet hands, 1/4 teaspoon salt, smudged across the palms. Shape. Workarounds: for low sodium needs, the salt step can be skipped. Just season the rice itself with a pinch of salt mixed in after cooking. For shio onigiri, salt only style, use slightly more hand salt. Applying uneven pressure. Target: both hands gentle and even pressure. 3 rotations to form a triangle or oval. Why it matters: one-handed squeezing deforms the shape and crushes the rice where pressure is concentrated, ruining the texture. The grains should be held together, not crushed together. What to do? Use both hands cupped, gentle pressure, rotate as you shape, like cradling something, not gripping. Workarounds: for beginners, use plastic wrap to shape. Gather rice in plastic, twist to form the shape, unwrap. Onigiri molds, plastic triangular forms, produce perfect shapes for inexperienced hands. Wrapping nori too early. Target: wrap nori at the moment of serving for crisp texture, or during shaping for soft, post-storage texture. Never in between. Why it matters: nori absorbs rice moisture immediately on contact. For crisp nori, the convenience store style, the seaweed sits separately and meets the rice only when eaten. For tradition soft nori, it's wrapped during shaping and softens together. What to do? Choose your texture. Crisp equals pack nori separately. Soft equals wrap during shaping. Workarounds. Sushi-style wrapper bag. A special nori packaging. Keeps nori dry until tear open at the moment of eating. Wrong filling to rice ratio. Target. A teaspoon-sized filling for every standard 80 to 100 grams rice ball. Why it matters. Too much filling and the rice can't hold together around it. Too little and the filling gets lost in the first bite. The filling should be a discovery, not the main event. What to do? Make a small well in the rice with your thumb. Place the filling, gather the rice around it, then shape. Workarounds. For more filling-forward versions, make smaller onigiri, 50 grams rice, with proportionally smaller filling. What to look for? Cooked rice before shaping. Grains are separate but sticky when pressed together. Steam is rising. The rice is hot, 50 to 55 degrees Celsius. It should not be wet or dry. During shaping, the rice moves as a single cohesive mass, not a loose pile. The surface should feel slightly damp, but not wet. Finished onigiri holds a clean triangular shape with defined edges. When tapped lightly, it does not crumble. When bitten, it yields, not compressed paste, not falling grains. Chef's view, onigiri is one of the few Japanese staples where the ratio is fixed rather than flexible. Salted hands are non-negotiable, and short grain rice is required. The filling is entirely optional, a plain salted onigiri, shio musubi, made with freshly cooked rice and correctly salted hands, is more satisfying than a badly made tuna mayo onigiri. The geometry of the shape, most commonly a triangle, is not just aesthetic. A triangular onigiri has more corners than a round one, which means more surface area relative to volume, where the nori can anchor, and where the salt crust is concentrated. Japanese convenience store chains have optimized the triangle shape over decades to maximize this effect while minimizing the number of hand movements required per onigiri at production speed. For home use, practice the shaping motion with a small portion of rice first, with no filling. Understand how much pressure produces cohesion without compaction. Once you feel it in your hands, the filling and nori become secondary concerns. Chef Test Notes tested three salt ratios on the cooking water, 1%, 1.5%, and 2%. At 1%, the rice tasted flat, even with salted hands. At 2%, the outer seasoning and the inner water seasoning were in balance. Tested three rice-to-water ratios for cooking, 1 to 1.1, 1 to 1.2, and 1 to 1.3 by weight. 1 to 1.2 produced the best cohesion for shaping. Also tested shaping temperature. At 55 degrees Celsius, cohesion was strong. At 40 degrees, the onigiri crumbled at the edges. At 65 degrees, the rice stuck to hands despite salting.